I got a little news. It might concern the Kings a little bit. I only say that because of them having the 13th pick in the NBA draft. But Terrence Shannon Jr., guard out of Illinois, who I really, really like his game. I think he's super talented. He was on trial for the R word and aggravated sexual battery. And just about 20 minutes ago, he's found not guilty of all of it. So I think it's newsworthy because he's in that area. He's a projected top 20 type pick. Woj talks about how a lot of teams were monitoring the situation, monitoring the case closely, obviously, to see how it played out. And he was just found not guilty 100% on all charges. So.
Okay.
Something to make note of.
He's, you go making that pick? I don't know how much you know about the case.
I don't know a whole lot about the case at all. I just know there was a case. I remember hearing that before, you know, this verdict and stuff like that. I didn't dive into the details. I know him as a ball player, and I was really impressed with him this past year at Illinois. And I like his game a lot. And if just basketball wise, without reading some of the stuff off the court, if the Kings were to draft him at 13, I'd be super intrigued. I'd be like, I like this kid. He could play. So,
size, height, weight, what is he?
I want to say he's probably about 6'6", maybe six, anywhere between 6'5 and 6'7". Wing scorer. He played a little point guard for those guys too, so he can handle the rock, lefty. Three level score in college at least. He's a bucket. He was really impressive to me this past year at Illinois. Yeah, so he may be a future King.
Okay. Also Kings related. I'm really sad that Amon Shumpert and Tiana Taylor didn't make it. And their divorce is messy.
They got more stuff coming out?
No, there's child support requests. What I'm confused is, I think Amon Shumpert is demanding Tiana Taylor pay him child support. But I'm trying to follow this as...
Does he have custody? Full custody? I don't know how these things go. I thought that's how it goes.
Taylor is accusing Shumpert of leaving her holding the bag on $200,000 worth of home renovations. That's a fraction of what KC did last year.
What?
What's
this guy talking about, man?
No. I don't know who has custody of these kids, but it seemed like, it's too bad. It didn't make it, but... Okay, and then it just like started getting worse. No, shout out Shump, arguably the best Dancing with the Star in history.
Shump, I mean, was he with the Kings at the time?
Yes, I don't remember. Or just after?
Maybe so. I mean, shout out to him.
That Us dance was crazy.
No, shout out to I was just thinking about Floyd and Emmitt Smith. Weren't they pretty good? And Jerry Rice was good too, wasn't he?
All of the athletes have been great. I didn't know Floyd did it.
Yeah, Floyd did it. That was part of his.
I had no idea. I know.
It feels
Jerry
weird
did
that
it.
Floyd Mayweather did it.
Emmett did it. I had no idea.
That
Floyd
was around
did it.
WrestleMania. Floyd. It was. At that time.
In the shoot fight against the Big Show.
Yeah. At that time, he had just left Top Rank, and was starting to just. He was basically doing everything he could to brand himself. At that point, so I think WrestleMania and Dancing with the Stars were part of that. This was a little before it became Money Mayweather. You had to get the money to become Money Mayweather.
Okay.
But like you said, those athletes usually are really, really good. And Shump was no different. You're right. That the one dance he did do that I saw at least
crazy,
really, really good.
Absolutely crazy. Really good.
Hines
Ward won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yeah, he was on Dancing with the Stars too.
He won it. Wow. I need to find a better way to do this. Donald Driver won it.
Shout out Donald Driver.
Wow. Yeah, I don't remember him.
Hines Ward also never not smiled on the football field. It was weird.
Alfonso Ribeiro won it. He's a legend.
Are they still doing Dancing with the Stars?
I have no
idea.
Yeah,
I think so.
I was just trying to look to see how many athletes won. And it feels like it's like a ton of them. God, this show has been on a long time.
About 20 years. Huh?
I don't know how many. It's been on 32 seasons.
Wow.
It obviously hasn't been on 32 years. When did it debut?
Like, they may do like two a year, huh? I mean, that doesn't.
That would be my guess. One each season. Premiered on June 1st, 2005.
I was just about to say that's probably like. That's almost 19 seasons, but I was about to say, or 19 years. That's about, I was going to say 32. That's probably around 16, 17.
So shows like that and American Idol, I'm assuming, are just doing monster numbers every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
those,
not the same they did when they first started.
They,
but it's like, as far as like today and stuff like that, like just keep them around for that long.
Yeah.
I mean, people love their reality shows, man. I was looking to see, normally with this type of stuff, they'll have like the numbers that they do. The premiere drew over 13 million. That was the very, very first episode.
Of Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. And I was trying to figure out what like the final did. But they're making that much, much more difficult for me to find.
I don't know how good I'd be on that show. I can't really dance. I just bop.
Yeah, but see, that's, but I think you'd be very good. Because you're an athlete, and I think what athletes do, boy, this ties into the Luka Doncic conversation really well. What athletes do is I think you guys have the ability to take information and retain it in a way that is above a lot of other people. I think it is one, it's not a universal skill set because some people have just a freakish level of talent, right? They're just born with talent. They're talented, and that's what gets them where they go. Mm-hmm. There are other people who can take information and process it and put it together at a quicker rate than other people can. There's obviously coordination that comes into play, maybe a certain level of athleticism. There's a certain, you know, level of that stuff that I think comes into play. But one reason I think you constantly see athletes win this competition is because they get with the professional dancer, and that is essentially their coach. And they can go over with, hey, when I go here, you're going to go here. When I do this, you're going to do this. And this is how we're going to do it. I remember hearing, weird, but Chris Jericho did it. And he talked about,
with the Stars?
He did. And they trained, I remember him describing like they trained for like 6 to 7 hours a day. And it was, you know, you treated it like a, you know, you stretch, you do yoga, you lift, you do the on court part, which is where you go through the you know, different routines, and then you ice bath, and then you eat, like everything. It's a preparation just like it would be for a season. I think you'd be great at it.
I was thinking about that, oddly enough, like something like that, routines and stuff like that, when I was watching Janet, and I was like, bro, and it's not just Janet, it's other dancers too, but like, they remember a whole 2 hour routine set, every step of it. That just kind of blows me. I don't know if I was getting paid to do it, I'd figure it out. But that seems like a lot of work.
But they practice it just like you practice horns, just like you practice. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's just different. They practice it as much as you guys practice that stuff.
Yeah,
you could run those plays in your sleep.
Yeah.
Luka needs to practice on the defensive end. That's been the whole point of the show.
Do we need to put Luka on Dancing with the Stars?
Bro.
Do we think Luka gets past the second round of Dancing with the Stars?
Man,
if he wants to.
If he did, if Luka got on Dancing with the Stars and passed the second round, that would show he's capable of learning. Like, he's disciplined enough to do what someone has to be telling him to do on the defensive end.
Yeah. I think about Floyd on Dance with the Star. I don't know where he ended up. I don't know how far he got, but I can imagine his footwork was crazy. Like the boxing aspect of it. Essentially the dance they do in the ring.
Emmett Smith won season 3.
Yeah, I remember Emmett winning. remember him.
Helio Castroneves. Was that a driver?
Yeah,
it's a driver.
He won five. Christina Yamaguchi, that was a skater.
That's almost cheating.
She won six.
Floyd finished ninth.
Mm. Oh, man, really?
Yes.
That damn waltz got him.
Season five.
Hines Ward won. Donald Driver won. Jennifer Grey won. I don't know why that's funny to me. It is.
What year was season five? We know.
2007.
Was that around WrestleMania? Do you remember which WrestleMania it was? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I don't. WrestleMania 2007.
Was that Miami?
WrestleMania 23 was in 2007. Oh, that was Battle of the Billionaires.
That was Detroit?
That was Umaga. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 20 years after WrestleMania 3. That was the big thing. Go to Ford Field, 20 years. And I think Aretha Franklin. Miss Aretha Franklin sang America the Beautiful.
We'll talk about it.
No, we're going to keep going. We're going to 28. That's what Jesse said.
Gotcha.
No, I got you.
This is a podcast version of the radio show.
No, it's fine. No, we here. Matt cancels on us in the show. The opening match of that WrestleMania was Ric Flair and Carlito versus Gregory Helms and Chavo Guerrero.
Shout out to the Hurricane.
Wow.
Mr. Kennedy defeated CM Punk, Randy Orton, Finlay, Matt Hardy, King Booker, Jeff Hardy, and Edge in a Money in the Bank ladder match.
Mm-hmm. What year did he get kicked out?
Mr. Kennedy, it was probably right after this. Because he didn't cash in Money in the Bank. I think he lost it to John Cena on Raw or something.
I saw that he got clip hurt the other day, or like last night. Of
the Randy Orton clip?
Randy
that was the one where they were in Staples Center, right?
Yeah, and it was Lakers versus Nuggets jersey.
Yeah, but it's because Denver had thrown they had got thrown out of the Pepsi Center because of the playoffs. That was 2009? Kennedy, that doesn't check out. Kennedy was around that long?
Because that series happened when I first moved to L.A. That series was happening as I was moving.
Okay.
Lakers, Nuggets.
I know that pains you to move from L.A. Yeah, it looks like you're right. When was that?
2009.
April 15th. Wait, no, that's wrong. Sorry, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Like May 15th or something like that.
He was released from... Okay, so it was the May 11th episode of Raw. Nope, that isn't it either. He was released from his contract on May 29th.
Damn.
But I don't know when... So the episode that he dropped Randy Orton on his shoulder was between the 11th and 29th.
Yeah, that seems a little excessive. That he had to get fired because there's people mess up spots all the time.
Yeah, we aired a great example earlier.
Well, Kennedy wouldn't go.
Well, at least he didn't hit him with the stupid.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm still looking at winners of Dancing. Rashard Jennings won Dancing with the Stars.
Rashard Jennings, where he play? Who he play for? Oh, wait. Was that the UFC fighter?
No, didn't
that's
he?
Rashard Evans, Rashard, I think.
Rashard Evans.
I thought he played
Rashard
for.
Rashard Jennings.
Didn't he play for the Jaguars?
Sure.
Hold on, let me click.
AFC South, who knows?
Yeah, that's
who knows, bro.
That's
who knows what happens in that division.
He played for the Raiders for a second.
No, that's good knowledge by you.
It's not good knowledge. I'm looking at it.
You became our AFC South insider right now.
When you said Jags, I was like, oh, well, whatever. You could have said.
Sure, pal.
You could have said Floyd Mayweather played for the Jags. I wouldn't know.
Amon did win that year he was in.
Amon won it?
And that was 2020. Oh, nice. That was 2021.
Nice. Damn, that's how we got on here. I'm sick about him and Tiana still. And they both had good news in the news lately. I did my Casey's Corner today about Tiana with the cover of Girl with a Tattoo. Amon's playing in the Drew League.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everything was good. And then you dropped the bomb on me. Right
it's
now.
Not.
Guys, please stop fighting. It's not worth it.
Come on, guys. Let's get through this together. Luka Doncic talked to Malika Andrews, I guess, today. And either he's aware or he's doing what they all do. And lied. He kind of sheepishly grinned like the entire interview talking to Malika, but he said fouling out regardless of how physical the game was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. He said he has to be better in that regard. He said all of the things you would want Luka Doncic to say in a sit-down interview with a baddie, he said. And so I'm not going to criticize him for it because, you know, if you're asking him to be accountable, at least I would have preferred he said all of that stuff to, you know, Michael Wilbon. Then I'd be a little bit more inclined to believe him if he was talking to Michael Jaylen Wilbon.
Rose. You know, you could talk to Jalen Rose.
I don't want Jalen in that setting ever again. But, you know, he said all of the things that you hope he says. So, okay, you know, how are you going to respond now? Damn. And that's, again, the silly part about all of this is, okay, how are you going to respond? It might not matter. It might not matter because the Boston Celtics may feel like, hey, we got to respond after that fourth quarter, man. That was an ass. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We're trying to be a championship team. We can't have lulls like that. We were on the verge of putting this team away and taking a victory lap in their arena. Mm-hmm. And again, hey, it's great we fought this out. It's great that we held on, as you said earlier, to get a win. But we can't put ourselves in that position. We've got to do better.
Did you think the Mavs were going to complete the comeback?
I didn't, actually. I didn't.
And I kind of only thought that because of my tweet. Watch them win this goddamn game.
I was actually annoyed because I was putting together like a piece of furniture, and I just had the TV on and was, you know, putting this together like an idiot because I don't know how to do this stuff. And so they're up 21, and I'm like, okay, I've seen it. Like I got the story, and then like, you know, another. Yo, why is the crowd getting so loud? And I'm like, now I'm stopping and watching this. I'm like, wow, they're making everything. The Boston's turn, and now I'm watching the game. And now I'm annoyed. I want the Celtics to win, obviously, but I'm annoyed because I have to stop what I'm doing now and go back to locking in on this game. And as I watched it, there was a play. They were down two. Dallas was down two. Luka had just fouled out. I can't remember who it was. I don't remember if it was Derek Jones. I don't remember who it was. Corner three. Wide. I mean, couldn't have possibly have been more open. Drew the play perfectly. Just clanked it off the rim twice. Mm. And I'm watching this like they're not going to be able to finish. Mm. Like, they're not going to be able to finish, but 11 might. Or Kyrie might. Right. Kyrie might be able to finish this.
Yeah.
And he took a tough shot with them down, I think, four that he missed. And I was like, I don't think they have anything.
Mm.
Like Kyrie did what he could in the biggest game of his life, according to some. And, you know, Luka's out at that point. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Mavs got it down to three, and I'm sitting there like, dude, I already sent out my tweets.
The cold piece was, the only thing that stopped me from sending a message to the group text was I messed something up on the piece of furniture I was putting together, got frustrated, had to fix it, but I was reaching for the phone to send the message, and it never got sent, because by the time I fixed my stupid mistake, it was an 8-point game.
And I'm sitting there thinking of the number one defense, my ass tweet I sent out like, Jess, you did it again.
Boston started taking ill-advised threes.
Hey, that's the thing.
Holiday was... Drew Holiday don't ever take a bad shot. He took a bad three.
They got back to that bubble offense where it's just ISO take threes, but like around, I think it was around the 4-minute mark, 4:30 or whatever, I think Brown drives in and kicks it out to Horford, and like Horford missed a three, but I was like, okay, yeah, like now they're going to get back to their offense. That was a little bit feeling better after that.
I did some of the same. Like, it was 21. I had picked up Reese from baseball practice. We were listening to PJ on ESPN.
Fantastic.
And they got to 23. I was like, yes, mm-hmm. Let's go. Put these boys away. And, you know, came inside.
KC cheering on the Celtics. I was, man.
Come on, man. Put these Mavericks away. And then get inside and tell Reese, hey, Reese, Put some hoop clothes on, man. We're about to work on the hoop game a little bit, man. We're going to go on the
back, you were going to let him use your gun?
Wow. See what happens when the Celtics win.
Wow. Look at that.
For the family. We all were.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't going
to. It's for the family.
Yeah, but it's for the family.
No, no, I just want to be clear because you realize when you got it, you said it wasn't for you at all. It was.
Well, Ryan's going to use it at some point, too.
Oh. Who's used it the most?
Me, and that's not a good thing. I'm not happy with that. He knows. But I was like, come on, man. We about to get some work here, baby. This one's done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way, like, the backyard is set up, I can look into the house and see the TV.
Well, yeah, it's
and
a big TV.
Well, it's not. It's nowhere near the some type of what does my man have? He's got the movie theater. It's not that. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You did have the premiere of Space Jam at your house.
It was the night Space Jam came out.
You were like serving food and all
was
that.
Was LeBron at your house?
No.
Oh. What about Michael B. Jordan? Was he at your house?
Nobody was there. We didn't have a premiere.
Nobody was there. No, everybody was there except me.
That's not how they do it. They provide like posters and stuff to give to the kids and all that. Yeah. What they call it, swag, merch, all that.
Everybody could watch Space Jam.
For the price of $20 at Kenny's.
We just put it into the backyard. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that again, too. Not with the movie, but I need
10,000 kids hanging from the rafters watching.
Well, I don't need all the kids there. I'm just do that.
Kids on Kenny's roof trying to watch, like, mm-hmm. it's Wrigleyville or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were kids. I saw in some of the IG videos, because I wasn't invited, I saw, like, the neighbors that are, you know, the neighbors that he's got, like, 2 acres away? The closest name, you could see them with binoculars trying to.
It's just a simple fence.
Of course, it was
regular
like a,
neighborhood. Don't listen to these guys.
A 200-foot screen that was showing it.
Casey was out there with the flashlight, making sure no one had their phones and all that.
But you guys didn't get to get the work in because the game.
Yeah,
because
I saw it got to 11. I said, Reese, come on, man, let's go inside and watch the end of this game. And then I think when I really said I put a kibosh on, I was like, that's 6. There's like 8 minutes to go. How did we get here? It's a 6-point game with 8 minutes to go.
It really did escalate quickly. It was like,
it took
yo.
No time whatsoever.
Yo.
Off the clock.
Yeah, I tweeted it. I was like, yeah, Mavs have had these runs all series. Something's going to answer. Meanwhile, I'm like, Crystal, get like, what's going on? Like, they're going to lose.
It was like the Mavericks hit an 18-point shot.
Oh,
like,
man.
That's how quickly the game
I'm not going to lie. I did get kind of nervous, too, the one Luka fouled out, because I was like, you're going to have to find someone else to attack now.
Can we just make sure, because I don't want the moment to pass. Number one defense, my ass, is iconic in show history.
It is. And like, it's one of my favorite moments.
No, it turned out bad for me, but it was hilarious. That is an epic
I had people, before I was even really talking much on the show, like people that didn't even follow me just, oh, yeah, really? What happened? Like, who are you people?
the crazy part about that is I'm you know, watching the game. I think I might have told Jesse or said, I was like, you know, it's offense is cool, man, but, you know, we defend over here.
Hmm.
We defend. We put in work. First play of the game, mm-hmm. I said, oh,
it was Trent Sherfield, too.
What? I said, what? I said, maybe the speed is a little different.
No, I was at the game. I'm running up and down the aisles or whatever, screaming. At that point, we're going to the Super Bowl, and then, yeah, Brock Purdy, just that
Brock
legend started there.
Purdy. Oh, man.
Brock Purdy hit George Kittle, I think, on like a 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-13 with Jalen Phillips right in his face. I was like, no, we're not winning this game.
The legend was born.
Iconic.
What was I going to say about the Celtics? Oh, so other people kind of talked about that too. Like what Jesse said was like, a lot of people felt like, all right, now the Mavs might win, not because Luka's like bad, but like now the defense will get stronger. And you still got a guy like Kyrie that could bring you all the way back. And some people felt like they might be able to pull it out without Luka.
And that's fine. But that's where the Celtics come into play.
They hit a big time. Was it a three? I think it was a Derrick White three.
Yeah, Derrick White,
Lively,
top of the.
Yeah, Lively got the dunk to get it to one with like a minute and a half to go. And I was like, damn, they're like one stop away from getting this done. But then Derrick White all net at the top of the game.
Shout out Drew Holiday for that pass.
Oh, that left-handed pass was crazy.
Jalen is having an epic postseason at the rim.
Hey, is he a finals MVP? I think he is right now. I think he is.
Tune in for our answers after the break.
Good call, Jesse. Good call. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
know, today, 5 years ago, we the North became we the champions.
Okay.
Raptors won the NBA championship. I was thinking about that when I saw like that tweet or whatever, and I was like, man, I'd be so happy if that was the Kings, obviously, right? But the Raptors, that might be it. That might be it. That 2019 may be
their only title.
Yeah.
Oh, got you. Uh-huh.
And man, I
they got one.
I'd do it.
The one is so much worth it. I'm still hanging on to 2008, bro.
How many franchises don't have one?
The Clippers don't have one.
Clippers, Grizzlies.
OKC doesn't have one.
No, that counts as the Sonics.
Yeah, they give them the Sonics
joint. They're credited for that.
Oh, all right.
They give them the Sonics joint. I think there's probably like Atlanta, I think, doesn't have one.
The Pelicans.
The Hornets. There's probably seven or eight.
Yeah, Aldrin Dre throws in the Timberwolves. They don't either.
Yeah. Kings got one, though. We have a gold tag on the jersey. It is what it is.
Yeah, like, are we proud of... Does that count?
Yeah. When I'm talking crazy to a Clippers fan, I can say at least we have a gold tag on our jersey.
Well, the banner hangs, man.
I think you've used that line before on... You know what banner needs to go? Is that Sleep Train banner. That Sleep Train banner needs to go.
What's that? What does it say?
There's a Sleep Train banner at the arena.
It just says Sleep Train?
For the arena.
For?
At the Golden One Center. There is a Sleep Train banner in the Raptors. Okay.
Sleep Train has a Golden One banner?
Yes.
Why?
That's like...
Thank you.
That's like leaving Oakland, going to San Francisco and wearing Oakland jerseys for a year.
Okay. Well, that was a shot.
What?
That was a shot. He's not wrong.
Well, he's
not.
He
didn't have to say it.
Compare it to.
That needs to not be up. It looks dumb.
Let me see here. Let's see if I can find it. I don't know if I can find it. But
I think the Kings need to retire.
Are you looking for the banner?
Yeah. I want to see it.
I don't know that I found myself staring at it the other night. I was like, is that a Sleep Train? I was like, and I'm sure I remember, like, I just kept looking at it. Why is that there?
Come on, this ain't, who did this? This is not funny. this isn't even a joke. I thought this was somebody had made a joke about the play-in win and put a banner up. This was the actual Pacific Division banner. They got one that has a banner and it's next to the World Championship one and it says Buddy Hield 3-point champion 2020.
What are you looking at right now?
I just imaged like
what are you looking at? Chatty House banners? What are you looking at?
He's looking at memes that other teams' fans use.
What are you doing?
I googled banners in the Golden One Center. That was Buddy Hield.
And of course a bunch of sarcastic ones pop up.
It's the one that NBC Sports uses.
Yeah, I was hoping to see it. I can't see it.
That's very funny.
They got to take down the Sleep Train banner.
Yeah, that needs to go.
Does Chris Webber have his jersey retired here?
He does.
Yeah, he's got his banner up there?
He does.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Get some retired numbers up there.
If absolutely nothing else, they need to put Tisha's jersey up there. Like, Yo's a Hall of Famer. Yolanda's jersey should be up there. The only one that's up there is Ruthie's. And then, like, Jerry has a, like, Monarchs GM jersey up there.
I really, really don't know why. I need to talk to somebody. I don't know why they just don't listen to what I said. And create a Ring of Honor or a Wall of Fame.
You're right. I don't know why everyone doesn't listen to you.
Banners are cooler, though.
Banners are cooler, but it gets a little...
Like you look up, like, I think, history
I think
and
Tisha and Yolanda deserve their numbers retired. But, I mean, there are people that you want to commemorate and show love to.
Where do you put the Ring of Honor?
You could put it... there's a couple places you could put it. The one I'm thinking about right now is, you know that wall that they have...
Okay, stop right there, because I think you're answering my question. Mm-hmm. You got to do it outside the bowl, then.
Yeah, I don't know where this is at, but there's a wall. I think it's by one of the escalators where it's they have all those Kings jerseys. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but it's outside the bowl, like it's not visible in the.
For the wall. When that's for down. That wall thing. Yeah. You could do the Ring of Honor around the suites.
But this one. I get
that's
it.
What I think about when I think of Ring of Honor. Like, yeah, yeah, a ring like around the arena.
Just put it on the digital thing at this point. It doesn't. It, isn't it digital all the way around the arena? Just
I mean, there's
make it a digital Ring of Honor.
Do that, or you could put them next to the new suites.
Well, they keep putting new suites. They got a new suite right across from the grocery store they built. Last game, I was picking up blueberries and bread. Where did Rayleigh's come from? And where the hell did this suite come from?
Just threw up the suite.
Hey, shout out to the person in the Golden One Center marketing campaign who said, hey, just put glass around this seat right here and call it a suite. You charge like $4,000 more. It's brilliant. And you know what? It was occupied.
It was occupied. I'd sit there and watch a game. Absolutely.
Let's get Mitch on the line.
Hey, he's back.
916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going, Damon? Casey, were you hanging on timeout before? What was that?
No, man.
No, we were just doing a radio show, man. That's all.
Yeah, it's all right. You gotta make a living here.
Yeah.
I hope everything's good. Thanks for taking my call. But Luka's got to start playing basketball like a matador. You know, even a little Kyrie, too, you know? I mean, it's just what a difference in the front courts. I don't know how Dallas got and Denver. Denver, to me, is the most complete team. They would have given the Boston a ride for their money.
Yeah, maybe. They didn't make it, I don't care.
Yeah, sure. All right. And I think the Kings have a better roster overall than Dallas. So that's another story. Hopefully, the tables will switch next year. I was saying Luka is just as good as Larry Bird. I guess I got a hold off on that. But would you take Jerry West over Larry Bird? Jerry West was an undersized small forward. He was only 6'3". And then he moved to guard towards the end of his career. You know, last week I just...
Jerry was only 6'3"? Is that right?
I thought he was like 6'5".
Yeah, I thought Jerry West was a lot taller. Or no,
Mitch, did you watch Jerry West?
I vaguely remember him and Wilt still. He was telling me in the book that he felt bad for Wilt. He was pretty lonely towards the end of his last years, Wilt Chamberlain.
I missed that. I'm sorry. You'll have to translate that.
He caught Will in his later lyrics.
Yeah, Jerry's
he said he was lonely towards his later. Is that what he said?
Yeah, who's he talking about?
Wilt.
Wilt was lonely. That's tough to believe.
He's got a Ric Flair number.
Jerry was 6'3". I don't know why I thought he was so much. I don't know why I thought he was taller.
There was some great. I just saw some great video from Jerry West. Commemorating him yesterday, and they talked. One was like his relationship with Kobe and how close they were, or whatever. And he told Kobe, he said, "Kobe, you the black." No, he used to say, he said, "Kobe, man, you foul out. You foul too much. If you played against me, I'd foul your ass out in a heartbeat. Like you foul too much."
Jerry said that.
Yeah, said that to Kobe. And Kobe was like, no, man, you trip. Like, it's all because they're like super close.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you foul too much, man. You'd foul out. I'd foul you straight out of the game or whatever. And then Kobe's like, no, you tripping. And he goes, Jerry goes, they call you the Black Mamba, right? He goes, yeah, they call me the Black Mamba. He said, you ever seen you know what they call me? They call me the Mongoose. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a Black Mamba and a Mongoose fight? Mongoose kills him every time. That's what I would do to you. I'm the Mongoose out here. He's like, I'm not your ordinary Black Mamba. He's like, yeah, all right.
Did you see that tweet that went viral? It was just a person.
Uh-huh.
It's a random person tweeted, that man would rather die than see the Celtics raise another banner.
I didn't see that.
And I thought it was great because I was like, I think Jerry West would actually really appreciate that.
He would. I was listening to Bomani and who was on there? I can't remember off the top of my head, but they mentioned the same thing. There's like, how do we know Jerry wasn't given a choice and said, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm done.
You know what I always say, like right before you go, like there's a light. And you're at a cross.
Howard Bryant is who it was.
Oh, I love Howard Bryant. And there's Jerry at the light, like, hey, Jerry, you know, 86 great years, man. You can either, come this way and be with Kobe and you know, Bill and all these other guys, or you can go, but here's the catch.
So what game is coming up? Game three? I'm out of here.
Jerry said, I'm good. That was a great tweet that didn't come across even remotely offensive.
We all knew, man. It's something that you would say at his service, you know, and we'll get
Jerry has, and I think that was a lot of it. Like, this is 100% going to be repeated at Jerry's service. That man saw all 18 of, or he saw 17. He saw all 17 of them. Hell, he was on the receiving end of what? Eight of them?
Something like that.
Was he 1-9? 1-8?
1-8, I think. 1-8.
That man went to 9 NBA finals.
Mm.
Goodness.
I lost
gracious.
A couple more as a GM to those guys, too.
Oh.
Man.
I can't wait to talk Lakers Celtics on Friday.
I wonder, I was talking to my man Darren, my barber, about this today. When you get a check from the Celtics, it says, like, if you open up your, like, account, you know, the Odyssey, you know, page you, whatever. When you get a check from the Celtics, it says Banner 18.
Mm.
And I'm like on, if they win on Saturday, do they change it?
Banner 19 LLC.
Do they change it? No, I'm dead serious. Yeah. Is that their gimmick?
That's what I would assume you do.
Yeah.
So the Celtics just have all of these LLCs for the next title that they're trying to win.
Because
it's not the title number that they have. It's the one that they're trying to get to.
Right.
We should buy that.
Because Banner 18.
We could buy Banner 19.
It's probably too late.
Lakers might have bought it. They're thinking
what for?
Ahead.
You know, oh, man. Why do I feel like that was a thing? Banner 18 trademark. I don't
People
know.
People shouldn't just be able to buy anything like that. Let that
you
be
can.
A Celtics thing.
Look at you, big Celtics guy. Today. Who's a bigger Celtics fan?
Settle down. Settle the hell down. I hate the Celtics.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it. Anybody listening today? Y'all are talking about me being a Celtics fan.
Can't stand it.
And the sad thing is, I just have our friends ask somebody. Because I've seen a Celtics check before.
Oh.
That's how I knew about the Banner 18 thing.
Yeah.
I'll just ask, hey, did they change it? Is it Banner 19?
Like you said, like just said, it makes sense. Go ahead.
We should create an LLC to motivate us. Because that's what it's got to be, right? Like a way, like, hey, yo, this is what we work for, Banner 19.
Stay number one. Did you see they stop, like, you know what's crazy?
Syndicate?
Did they stop, did they stop doing the best of Sacramento thing when we won the championship? I haven't seen it in about 2 years, and I got my eye out on it.
They did. No, they shut it down. The whole magazine shut down.
Oh, man.
D'Lo and KC shut it down. They found out we were going to win awards in two different categories.
I have my eyes peeled.
And they were
bad.
Doing the voting. I remember because the voting made us laugh. The voting was us, Deuce and Mo, and like Katie.
That's right.
Like what?
Dude, All right. We about to have a chokehold on this thing, man, and then they shut it down. All right. That's cool. Who ran that? Barrett Sports? Is that who ran that?
I don't think we exist in that one.
Yeah, we really don't exist in Barrett Sports.
That is crazy. That is the kind of numbers that we doing out here. I ain't trying to brag or boast, but the numbers we doing, just Barrett Sports, just no.
It's
just
gonna
don't exist.
It's gonna be wild next year when our friends Allen and Watkins are like number two on the list.
Barrett Sports. Oh, Pittsburgh is doing a great job in mid majors.
Oh my God.
San Diego is just killing it right now. There may not be anybody. All right, fam.
Yeah,
right.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much the case. We do not exist to that individual. He's like the Academy. If you don't kiss the ring, you don't get any recognition.
Boys in the Hood ain't getting no Academy Awards.
Mm-mm.
That's a damn good movie though.
We're gonna give it to Braveheart.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood are not. Shoot, on select Fridays, we're Menace to Society, and Yeah, not good, man. They don't show. Did you see when someone took that clip and put like they made it like the Kendrick Drake J. Cole epilogue?
No.
So it shows, and I think it was, I think Drake was Doughboy, and, oh, I can't remember. I'll mess up screwing it up. But it was like, yeah, J. Cole just lived happily ever after. Drake got, you know, murdered 2 weeks later when Not Like Us dropped. God. Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
You know, the first time I saw Windhorse yesterday is when they put it the Meet the Grams beat under what he said.
Oh, wow.
That was hilarious.
Wow, I didn't even see that.
Kyle had the one today where they put Euphoria behind it, too.
I didn't even see that.
That was the first time I saw it last night. I was like, what? Because somebody was like, oh, they put Meet the Grams under Windhorse's SVP appearance. I said, what did he say? So I listened to it.
Man, I do not spend nearly enough time on Twitter. I swear, every day you have to tell me about something I saw that you saw on Twitter. Yeah. I do not spend.
Twitter's still hanging out.
I saw
man,
it on
cooking.
Twitter's so bad, but it's good.
I saw it on SVP. Like that's where I thought everybody saw it. No.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Oh, I went out and got some work in with Reese after the game was over. Didn't watch SVP.
Well, yeah, you guys were prepared to get that work in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and
Celtics. What's that look like when you guys are getting work in? What's that look like?
It depends on the day. Like yesterday, it was a little windy, so you try not to work on the jump shot too much when it's windy out there. So we worked on some handles, working this little Paul George crossover. I've been trying to teach him. He's been trying to get down, finishing at the rim. So for instance, it's real quick too to get like a certain number up.
Mm-hmm.
Get 25 catch and shoots from like 5 feet away. Make those 25. You go back another 2 feet from 7 feet away. Another 2 feet, 25 from 9 feet away. Another, you get to the free throw line, 25 from there. You get to 17 feet, 25 from there. So by the end of it, you've made 250 shots before we start working on anything else. And then we work on finishing and stuff like that. It wasn't as detailed as I normally would have done because the time got messed up and it's time to eat and stuff like that. But, yeah. If I had my way, like when I want to do like we working on something, you got to make at least 300. You got to make 300.
All right.
And he usually gets mad at me at some point though too, because I'm like, nah, you need to do this, and he gets frustrated.
So you're training him to be Luka. You don't work on the defensive end.
Oh no, he about to get some defensive work this summer. Right. I'm ordering the cones. I'm ordering the ladder. Yeah, I got all that stuff ready. He got to get a little more athletic, as Charles Barkley would say.
That ladder was a monster, man. I used to do that thing daily.
That tough. I need to do it myself, though. I'm going to do the ladder myself. I got to be...
Better go see Albie and Connie.
I got to get ready to go see Al.
That's a shoot.
I'm still going to throw up, probably, but I need to throw up less.
Have you ever thrown up working out?
Yeah, one time.
Me too.
One time.
It was Al that did it. Opened that side door, walked right out, threw up on the side of the gym, walked right back in and finished what he told me to do.
The crazy thing is, it was my boy Brian who did it. It didn't feel like he was asking me to do the craziest stuff. It was just, I don't know if it was the time in between that I didn't have to catch my breath or what, but we were doing Jacob's Ladder. That's when it really, that's when it ended. I was like, bro, I gotta stop for a second.
For me, I remember it was a plyometric workout, and it was supposed to be, it was that summer that I was training with Mike Bibby, and Mike didn't show up. So Mike
took
didn't
it out on you.
It's 100% what happened. Mike didn't show up, which mean Team Dime didn't show up. There were normally like three or four guys who wanted to, some would be really serious about working out and they do the whole workout. Some wouldn't, but like some would be. And so, you know, we'd have this small crew working out. So Mike doesn't show up. None of them show up. And yeah, Al's pissed. And I was there. So, Bubba, you okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All right. Go finish. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get, well, I mean, I know he can make it happen. But I don't think I'm working out to the point of throw up at this point. I'm going my own pace. Maybe that takes a month more for me to get where I'm trying to get because I'm not pushing it to the point where I'm throwing up. But it's okay. I'll take that extra month. It's okay.
We don't have to push. Like at Lifetime Fitness.
Well, how hard do you think they're working out in Lifetime Fitness?
That's why I'm asking you.
I'm asking Dane.
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't think they're working out very hard in Lifetime Fitness.
Well, that why not?
I don't think they're working out that hard in Lifetime Fitness.
Why not?
They're doing what they need to do to stay in shape or whatever. Like, I don't think the people that you get at 24 Hour Fitness who are like, I'm putting 5 plates on here. Let's go. I don't think they're in Lifetime Fitness.
Hmm.
Just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Okay. I don't know. This feels offensive.
It's not.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how and why it's offensive, but it feels offensive.
They're at a different
I can't
point.
Figure out what ism I'm wanting. It's not sexism. It's not racism. Is it? It's not ageism. It's
classism.
Is it classism?
Classy and wealthism.
It's
classism, I think.
It's classism. Yeah, you're saying that people who can afford $215 a month memberships don't work out hard.
I don't think they're working out the same way the people at Chews and 24 Hour Fitness are working out.
What about Planet Fitness?
Maybe.
How about InShape?
No. Those people, they getting after it.
Sometimes I wonder if my body's even capable of working out like that anymore.
I think it is.
Because I'll get in the, you know, I'll get up and I'll be like, all right, man, let's go. And I'll have the music going. And it's like, I think I'm having a good workout, but like I used to know, like the sweat would be dripping and all of this. Is this working? What is going on right here? Yo, and why does my hamstring hurt so bad? Yeah. Where?
JT Lowe, wealthy people skip leg day.
Where were we the other day? Oh, we were at Anjali's art show, and I was talking to Jackie J. Wada.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
I've never met her, by the way. She does a lot of good stuff, like workout, art, all that other stuff.
I didn't realize
she
went
to McClatchy, I think. Or she coached at McClatchy, for sure.
Were you guys there at the same time?
No,
maybe
she's
you weren't.
Than me. Yeah.
No, I meant in the building at the same time.
Oh, I don't know.
I was talking to her, and you know, we trained together at GameFit for a while, mm-hmm. and you know, we're both a little older, and we're talking about how, yeah, I can't, you know, kind of train like we used to. And that whole night at that art show, I was like rocking because my leg was bothering me. So I was like, yeah, it's a great time to have this conversation about how I have this random pain in my right leg that I just keep trying to shift my weight to my other leg to and pretend isn't happening.
The random pains, the random aches for no reason are just, they're baffling. Like, how did this happen? How did this strain happen? I just got up from the recliner.
And that's the thing. It's not even a strain. It's just a pain because you moved. It's a pain because you've been standing up for an hour.
Oh, man.
Like, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Shout out to Anjali. It was a great event on Saturday.
It was.
Great event on Saturday. Come through, see us on Friday. We're going to be at Concerts in the Park. We're going to be at Cesar Chavez Park. We're going to be out there with Yelly. That's with a Y, not with an N. And it's going to be a great night, man. And it's completely free.
DJ Eddie going to be on the ones and twos. They got the silent disco going out there as well. So it's good times, man. It's a good time on a Friday in the summer in Sacramento.
Yes, indeed. Who is the NBA Finals MVP? And is Jaylen Brown a top 10 player in the NBA?
Mm.
Plus, we need to get back to Sean's Sasha Vazenkov tweet. Mm. We read that earlier, and I think it deserves a little more conversation, so we'll do that. Steve and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.